Hey, thanks for listening to Mornings with Ken. Hey, I got nothing today. So this is what you're going to hear is just a special rerun show, just a short couple clips from a previous episode of Mornings with Ken. So again, today you don't have time to get that cup of coffee. You don't have time to get that virtual donut. You don't have time to kick off your shoes, grab a seat and stay a while. There's no time. You got to go to work. So get up and go. But you'll hear a couple short clips from a previous show. I hope you enjoy. Have a great day now.
Being made like Jesus physically, we do something spiritually down here, and that is purify ourselves. How much? How far? To what lengths does this purifying go? Well, if it is according to some people's standard, they say, well, I'm just about as good as the rest of folks go to church. But that isn't the standard. They said, I've just tried to measure up best I could to the church's standard, and that's not still good enough.
Oh, I'm sorry. You caught me off guard there. Hey, I was just listening to an old pastor, preacher, that I grew up as a child, hearing in the background as I lay fast asleep on the chairs when I would sneak into the adult Bible study class as a little child and sleep on the chair and listen to his voice preaching me to sleep. Not that he was boring. No. This pastor, in fact, as I grew older, I would not go to youth group sometimes just to listen to this pastor speak and just get a little piece of the wisdom that he brought forth out of the Word of God. And wow, you caught me there kind of listening to that there. You walked right in on me, didn't you? But it was so cool. I saw on Facebook someone had captured many sermons of this pastor teaching, and they have some audio files online, and I was so blessed to run across those audio files, and it just stirred back so many childhood memories. He wasn't the pastor of our church. He was a pastor at the church, and he also did an adult Bible study, and just a true man of God. Just a true man of God. If ever there was a true man of God, Brother Hendricks was truly, truly a man of God. He was the type of guy, he was the type of preacher that when he preached, he laid his Bible up on the pulpit. But he did not need it to read scripture. For this guy, Reverend Hendricks, had memorized so many scriptures, he would word for word recite every passage of scripture he would tell you to turn to in your Bible. And sometimes he would forget to open up his Bible. His Bible would be closed. But he would tell you to turn to page such and such, and he would begin his sermon, and he would quote that scripture. Then he would give you four or five other passages of scripture to look at, and he would quote those without missing one single word. And I remember him coming to tears one time when he said that someone asked him, how can you have memorized the entire Bible chapter and verse throughout the whole Bible? How could you have done that? And he said, don't think of me as anything. Don't think of me as anything special. I'm not. It's a gift, and I give all credit to God, the Father, for giving me the ability to memorize the whole Bible. And granted, it was in the King James Version, because back that's what he, I mean, he was born in, like, I'm not sure what year he was born. He graduated college in 1935, 38, I think it was, 35 or 38. So when I grew up listening to him, he was already a very elderly gentleman. And he just spent all his time deep, deep studying scripture. That's pretty much all he did was, I mean, that's not all he did, but he God gave him the ability to memorize scriptures quite well. And he would tell people, don't look at me just because I know these scriptures. I'm nobody. And all glory goes to God. But wow, the things that bring back childhood memories. I was blessed to sit under his teaching. And I know from the clip you might have heard, you might have thought, oh, he was just kind of, sounds like he was, just one of those fundamental, uneducated Bible teachers. No, he was a atheist, a very learned atheist, who came to know the Lord and went to Bible school, taught Bible school, wrote material for Bible colleges, and preached his whole life. Very intelligent man. I would, oh my gosh, if I could only memorize 1/4 of what he memorized, oh my gosh, it would be awesome. But that was just my childhood memories, and we all have childhood memories. And it's funny, as I look back, and I've listened to some of his sermons recently, and I'm thinking, okay, well, now I kind of disagree with you on a couple spots, a couple things I kind of disagree with you, but I would never have ever gotten in a discussion with him about it, because his ability to interpret scripture, state the scripture, interpret the scripture, give you his reasoning for the interpretation of the scripture, connect it throughout the whole Bible. He made a good case for anything that I might have disagreed with him. And yeah, was he a little bit too fundamental for me? Yeah, now looking back, yeah, I think he kind of was, but oh my gosh. He played a part. He played a part in who I am today, for sure. And wow, isn't it neat to look back at all the people who have had an effect on your life? It's some good stuff. Hey, let's take a real quick break, and I'll be right back.
This morning, and I looked out the door. I can tell that old milk cow was the way she looked. Holy fellas, that don't move me. Let's get real, real gone for a change. Well, I woke up this morning, and I looked out the door. I can tell that old milk cow, I can tell the way she looked. Now, if you saw my milk cow, he's a rockin' up on home. I had no milk and butter since that cow's been gone. Well, I tried to reach a ride day by day. I do a little prayer, boy, get out on your knees and pray, boy, you're gonna need. You only need your loving daddy's help someday. Me this way. Oh, let's milk it. I've tried everything to get along with you. I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna quit my crying. I'm gonna leave you alone. If you don't believe I'm leaving, you can count the days I'm gone. I'm gonna leave. You're gonna need your love and daddy's help someday. And you're gonna be sorry for treating me this way.
And now it's time for another inappropriate moment with Ken. Okay, it's time to put your little kitties away. You don't want your little kitties to hear this next segment. So please put all your underage children away or listen to this inappropriate moment with Ken at a later time. All right, are you ready? I'll give you a warning. Start getting those little kitties out of the room. One, two, three, four, five. All right. Hey, I'm going to talk about breast. That's right. You heard me. I am no shock jock. And I'm not really going to talk about breast. I'm talking about udders. Cow udders. No, I'm sorry, guys. I'm going to talk about the shortage of formula. The shortage of formula. I know it's been going on for a little while, but not too long. I guess there's a shortage of baby formula for infants. So mothers of little infants are scouring around at different stores trying to find the right formula for their baby. Some are even making some at home by different mixtures of milk and things like that. And I guess from one story that I read, there is some at one of the factories that makes the powder milk or whatever, there was some contamination that happened, so they had to remove the baby formula off the shelves. And I'm not sure what other supply chain issues there are, but I know there's a shortage of baby formula. And so I wondered, you know, what did they do back in the olden days? The olden days. When there was no baby formula, like out in the old West, you know, the pilgrims are traveling, going west, go west, young man, go west. And, they're traveling and perhaps the mother of the child cannot nurse the baby properly because of whatever issues she may be having. So maybe the mother cannot nurse the baby. What did they do? Now I know back in the olden days, they had what you called wet nurses. I believe that was the term they used back in those days. A wet nurse, where another woman would nurse the baby for the mother who couldn't produce milk or whatever, for whatever reason. So they were called wet nurses. So that's what they did. Now, you know, I'm not suggesting that mothers hand their babies off to other mothers that have milk. But I wonder, now follow me on this. So follow my logic on this. And yes, we are on the road again today. We are traveling down the road of perdition. Now we are traveling down the road, and so bear with me. But hey, so I was thinking the lack of baby formula. So perhaps we have to go to mother's natural milk. Now, if there's a problem with the mother producing milk or whatever that problem may be, maybe the baby doesn't latch right. I don't know. Kind of grosses me out even think about it. But what if? Okay. All right. Hang with me here. So you know how you go? I've never been to one of these places, but I know people who have. You know those places, those blood bank things where you go and sell your plasma? I don't know if they sell your blood or your plasma, but you sell, I think it's your plasma. So you sell your plasma to this facility. You know, they take the blood out of your arm or whatever they do, and they separate it, put it in a little bag on the pole there, and then you get paid for it. So you get paid for giving blood or plasma. You know, and you got to do it, I think there's a limit, but you do it so many times during the month, and they pay you for it. Well, what if, now, follow me here, what if the mothers all got together and they formed a... Oh, I can't say what just popped in my head. A bar. No. What if the mothers got together and formed a donation center, per se? I don't know what you'd call it. A dairy farm? Now, what if the mothers got together and instead of giving blood or plasma, they gave their milk away? So they just, you know, you go into the building, you check in with the nurse, and the nurse takes you to nice, one of those nice chairs that kind of leans back, and they could turn the TV on for you. You're just laid back in that chair watching the soaps or whatever you're going to watch. And then they hook you up to these pumps, and they just start pumping away. They pump your milk out. And then afterwards, they can measure it by how much milk you're able to donate, and then you get paid. You women could be making a ton of money just pumping your milk out. Imagine that. Wait, no one take my idea. I'm going to look into that business, and I'll have to come up with a name. Don't, please, no one take my idea. I got to research this. So you open up this dairy farm for women, and you set them in the chair, you hook up the pumps, and you pump away, and you know, you pay them per, I don't know, do you pay them per ounce? You know? Oh, man. Lord, forgive me. But hey, I'm sorry, I have a sense of humor on Mornings with Ken. I don't mean to be too out there, but I think it's not a bad idea. You know, maybe your baby is slowly taking off, being nursed, and you have milk, and you can pump it out, and they can test it, make sure it's good milk, and they sell it, or they give it away for... Or probably sell it to women who need baby formula. And ta-da, there you go. And you could come back. Shoot, I don't know how often mothers need to get rid of that milk, but probably every day. You probably could come to that nursing facility and get hooked up and pump out that milk every day. Man, you could probably make a fortune. I got to Google this. I got to find a way to open up my dairy bar. Won't that work? Won't that work, right? I mean, if babies back in the olden days had wet nurses, there was nothing, I mean... Milk is milk, right? I know it's not the same mother's milk, but they did it back in the old days. The baby got some other mother's milk. Why not? Can someone think of a reason why this plan wouldn't work? I mean, if I was a woman, I'd do it. But really, guys, I don't mean to be rude, or I just have a sense of humor, and I don't want to offend anybody or be, you know, too obscene. But, you know, think of cows. Think of cows and their udders. Did you know that cows, if they don't get milked every day, I mean, that causes them real severe pain, and actually they could die. It's not healthy for a cow to go. It's not healthy for a cow to go unmilked. Cows were, God made cows to be milked. If they're not milked, that's very dangerous for the cow. The only purpose a cow, well, besides eating a cow when you're, you know, make some good steaks out of them, but the only reason a cow exists really is to give milk, because they constantly give milk even when they don't have a calf. Think about that. Cows constantly have milk even though they're not nursing a calf. So God made cows to give milk. Now, why can't we give infants cow's milk? Can't we water it down? Can't we purify it and water it down? What did they do back in the old days? Surely when a mother could not produce milk, I'm sure this happened. I'm sure the mother milked a cow and, you know, maybe watered it down. Excuse me. Watered it down a little bit. And fed it to her baby, I guess. I don't know. But, hey, it's just an idea. I think it's a workable idea. I really do. So, hey, I'm going to take a break. Now I need a glass of milk and maybe some Oreo cookies. Hang on, guys. I'll be right back.
No milk.